get a sense of what today's feast is all about, we may hear the story of Father Jim Schmidtmeyer's grandmother. Father Jim is a priest and writer from the Archdiocese of Cincinnati. In one of his books, Father Jim describes the last days of his grandmother who suffered from Alzheimer's. He wrote his book, everything had grown completely strange to her, and nothing was familiar. She no longer recognized anyone, didn't know where she was, only spoke a few phrases in German, the language of her youth. On the night she lay dying, the family was called. Before heading out the door to the nursing home to say goodbye, her daughter thought to bring something from home, a small wooden crucifix hanging on the wall. Father Jim wrote of what happened next. In a world where my grandmother knew nothing else, she recognized the crucifix. She reached for the cross and held it close to her until she died later that evening. And Father Jim added, I'm convinced that on some deep level, in a part of us that we call the soul, we recognize the power of Jesus' cross because we retain the memory of human eternal love. Love remains. On this particular Sunday, as surely as the dying woman embraced that crucifix, it's the love that we embrace as we gather here. Who are we? We are people of the cross. It may seem strange to some people that we exalt Jesus' cross, an instrument of death. From capital punishment at its worst, the most pure and innocent human being who ever walked the earth was crucified. But this is the greatest mystery of the cross. Jesus transformed that instrument of death into a source of life. This is what we celebrate. We are part of it. It is part of us. We are people of the cross. It begins at the beginning. Before we can even speak, when as infants we are brought to the church to be baptized, the priest or deacon marks our foreheads with the sign of the cross, signifying that we are claimed for Christ. It's the very start of our journey as Catholic Christians. As we get older, we return, we grow up, and we dip our fingers into the font, and we make the sign of the cross, reliving our baptism with every gesture, every drop of water, every sign. Throughout our lives, we use that sign of the cross to begin each new day in the morning, before we begin every prayer, as we whisper to God. When we break bread and share a meal, we make the sign of the cross. When we begin a journey in the car, we make the sign of the cross. We return home, we make the sign of the cross. We see it everywhere, on necklaces, bracelets, on wristbands, rosaries and rings, cemeteries and steeples. Even now, in this place where we gather, this church is built in the sign of the cross. The midsection here and the side section forms a cross. Week after week, season after season, we come to this place to pray, to seek, to hope, to plead, to rejoice, to trust. Every year on Good Friday, we gather in this room, the day when we remember when Jesus was crucified. Before our very eyes in complete silence, the naked cross is held before each section of the church. We stand or kneel in silence. As we hear those words echoing, behold the wood of the cross on which hung the salvation of the world. We are people of the cross. Where would we be without it? In moments of conflict, uncertainty, anxiety, hopelessness, or fear, we look to the cross. And so, remember 2,000 years ago, the wood of death became the source of life. So today we hear those words, happy are those who are redeemed by the cross of Christ. Father Jim's grandmother understood that. Last moments of her life, she saw the cross as a sign of eternal love. Love that outlasts everything, because love is the final answer. Reminded of the words we pray during the Stations of the Cross, we adore you, O Christ, we praise you, because by your cross, you have redeemed the world.